This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
And of course, what do we do on Frash Friday?
Well, it wouldn't be a Frash Friday without Clancy Overalls and the Batuta Advocate.
Good morning. Good morning.
Very good punctual. Morning. Good morning.
It's
good
early. Morning. It's all talk to you.
It's all business for you today, isn't it, champion?
Yeah, mate. That's what's going on. It's a bit overcast out here in the Channel Country.
Oh, is it? We might get a bit of rain.
Yeah, hoping so.
Are you going to go outside and just have a shower and just enjoy it?
Well, it'll be good if we get a bit of rain. I'll be able to have a shower. It's been a while.
That's not what I was getting at.
But... Anyway, let's kick it off. Let's roll straight through them today. Now, we've all had those moments where we're carrying something and someone asks if we want some help and we go, no, I'm good, we've got it. And then we realise we really don't got it.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened in Batuta last week. Actually, it was reported a local man was insisting while carrying a mattress that it wasn't heavy, it was just awkward.
Oh.
And I don't think his wife believed it, but that's who he was desperately trying to impress. And safe face, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, we've all been there. Definitely been there. It might be a little bit of a man pride with that one coming there, Clancy, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just we don't need any help. But this one come across my desk as well that I enjoyed. See you in hell, Jerry. Batuta Heights mother first laid eyes on her finished display home and on Greenstick Road the same week Lady Diana was laid to rest.
Yeah, that's what's happened. A local Batuta mother from Batuta Heights, our sprawling kind of aspirational suburbs there, you know. I guess you call them the North Lakes of Batuta Heights. There's a local mum up there now who's actually, you know, she's got quite a beef with Jerry Harvey because she made the decision back in 1997 to buy one of those kind of suede dining sets.
Yes.
And just hasn't aged well. And they've actually, the chairs have felt like they're about to combust into 1,000 pieces since about...
That's good.
William's wedding, I guess. it's disappointing. There was a few decisions made. There was also the outdoor table. We all know the one, the glass top and the grey steel lining.
Got them.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
Those tables that know all your secrets.
Yes, they certainly do. Moving on to the next one. You know, it'd really be a shame if lockout laws affected my yoga studio visits at 4 a.m.
That's it. New South Wales have announced they're ready to repeal those lockout laws that were brought in to shut down King's Cross. I'm not sure if you ever got down to King's Cross, Gerard, but it was quite a place from all accounts.
No, I haven't.
No, good.
No, I actually didn't.
Move on from that. You never went anywhere near it. Good.
No, very far away.
never. I only played about, 12 matches there a season, never went near it. Anyway, they're repealing those lockout laws.
Yeah.
And that's great news for the businesses of King's Cross, because there's a lot of yoga studios that do want to open up at 4 in the morning and, bring in the... retiring 70-year-olds who've moved to the area and the nightclubs got shut down.
Nah, smart. And you're right. Never been there, mate, and we'll move on from that. this
don't
one.
Know what it looks like.
This one. Thanks, you stupid ad. A Batuta Heights woman has today found out the hard way to technology can be both a wonderful and damning thing, it's reported.
What was that one?
The one that the cool new bank app allows local women to visibly track mental breaks.
Yeah, no, I thought you were talking about the other one. We were the new bank app, it's got this new feature on it where you can actually check your spending, which a lot of young people wouldn't know about. And if they do know about it, they don't really look into it too much. But, it's a local woman who's found that she's been able to actually track her mental breakdowns each week into, when she starts blowing out a little bit on the app. Did you know that? Sorry, you can actually check for your... Where you been spending your money on your phone?
I do. I choose to ignore it.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. I think we all
makes
do.
Makes me sad. We all have that one guy in our class that just insisted on putting a pin through his finger.
I've done it so many times.
Why?
I've got to admit it. I did it so many times.
Yes, we're talking about the local... Batuta Pond lad there at Batuta Pond Primary School, who's actually just proven to himself and his teacher and his classmates that he'll probably be the first to go to jail after school after he did that little trick where he slid the sewing needle through his finger through the skin and gave everyone the heebie-jeebies.
Mate, you know what? This one hits home so much for me because... I've seen so many kids when I was at school do this.
Don't kid yourself, Carl. Oh, you were that
and
kid.
No, I didn't do it at school because I actually thought it was a bit psycho. I think you should do it at home.
let's do it in private.
I should do it at home in the mirror. Anyway, I'm going to put a pin through my finger. Clancy, that's us for another Batutica. Advocate, mate, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you for having me, you lot.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.